The New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties says the rush to enact laws targeting protesters following the Bondi attack could have harmful effects. Premier Chris Minns has announced the state government is planning to draft new laws on hate speech after the Bondi attack. The proposed laws would ban the chant "Globalise the Intifada," as well as give police greater powers to demand protesters remove face coverings. Anyone who publicly displays the IS flag or symbols from other terrorist groups face up to 2 years in prison and steep fines. The president for the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, Timothy Roberts, says he has concerns about the proposal.
He seems to think that he can get his way to social cohesion by regulating it through laws and using police powers of arrest. That's not how it happens. We get cohesion through talking about issues, hearing from all members of our society and coming together in sometimes quite powerful and moving displays like we saw at the Sydney Harbour Bridge, where we get to declare what our positions are. That's how we get social cohesion.